This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called It's All About Love.
You cannot give to others what you don't possess. Unlovely people are unloved people. Hurt people. It's like a bottle of toothpaste. When you squeeze a bottle of toothpaste, what's going to come out? Whatever's inside it. And if you're filled with anger and you're filled with impatience and you don't feel loved, guess what? You're not going to be able to love anybody else. So you have to learn how much God loves you and experience that and let it heal your heart so His love can flow through you. It is impossible to love others until you really feel love yourself. So during 40 Days of Love, we're going to work on this. We're going to experience it. And I want you to feel the love of transforming love that comes from God. 1 John 4:16 says this, we know and we rely on the love that God has for us. Do you know the love of God? And do you rely on the love of God for you? If you don't, you have a hard time loving other people. Oh, it's easy to love people who love you. That's no problem. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about loving the unlovely, loving the difficult, loving the irritable, loving the people who are different, who are demanding, loving people all around you who you don't feel like loving. You can't do that until you have God's love coming through you. Love happens because we are loved by God. Now, number two, the second thing that the Bible teaches us is that love is a choice. Love is a choice and it is a commitment. It is a choice and it is a commitment. You choose to love or you choose not to love. It is a choice. You see, today we've bought into this myth that love is uncontrollable, that you really can't control it. It just kind of happens to you. No, that's not true. Love is a choice and love is a commitment. In fact, even the language we use is this language that it's uncontrollable. We say, I fell in love, like it was a ditch. You know, I was just walking along one day and I was like, you know, I fell in love. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I fell in love. That's not love. Now, attraction is uncontrollable. No doubt about it. And arousal is uncontrollable. No doubt about it. But attraction and arousal are not love. They could lead to love, but they are not love. Love is a choice. This last week, I don't get to do weddings anymore, but this last week I did a wedding for my personal associate, my assistant, Steve. And he and his fiance, Nicole, stood right here on this stage and they made choices and they made commitments. And in their vows, they said to each other, I choose you above everybody else in the world and I choose you for the rest of my life. That's a choice and that's a commitment. Now, you can't force somebody to fall in love with you, and you can't force them to stay in love with you. Why? Because love is a choice. Love cannot be forced. And this is true of all relationships. It is a choice. Notice this verse, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Choose to love the Lord your God and commit yourself to Him. Now, that same principle there is true about all relationships. You must choose to love God. God isn't going to force you to love Him. You can thumb your nose to God and go a total different way. You can destroy your life if you want to. God won't force you to love Him because love can't be forced. Love is a choice. But as it says, I have chosen to love God and I've chosen to commit myself to Him. It's the same thing with everything else. I choose to love you, and I choose to commit myself to you. Love is a choice and is a commitment. Now, when people say, well, I just don't love her anymore, as if you don't have any choice. No, just be a man, own up to it. You're choosing not to love her anymore. Given the right circumstance, any two people could, quote, fall in love. But love is a choice, and you can choose to love anybody. And you can choose not to love anybody. So when you say, well, I don't love him anymore, I don't love her anymore, well, that's your choice, but don't blame it on circumstances. You are choosing not to love. It's a choice. Number three, love is an action, not just emotion. Love is an action, not just emotion. Now, as I said, it's more than attraction. It's more than arousal. It's more than sentimentality. You know, today the songs of love are, you know, I've got a quiver in my liver. You know, it's an ocean of emotion. Well, when the emotion is gone, does that mean love is dead? No, not at all. Because love is an action. It's something you do. Love is a behavior. Now, love can cause emotion. In fact, it causes the strongest emotions in human beings. It can create emotion. It can cause emotion. It can produce emotion. But love is not an emotion. Why? Why do you say that? Well, in the first place, in the Bible, over and over, we are commanded by God to love each other. And you cannot command an emotion. If I told you right now, be sad. Well, how do you can't just be sad on cue. You can fake it, but you can't command. You know, as a parent, have you ever told a little kid, I command you to be happy? I'm going to try it, Daddy. You just can't command an emotion. Emotions are often uncontrollable. And if love was just an emotion, then God couldn't command it. But love is something you do. It produces emotion, but it is an action. In fact, the Bible says this, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Let us love not with words or tongue, in other words, just talk about it, but with action and in truth. You know, you can talk a good action. Say, oh, I love people, I love. But do you really love them? Let's see how you act toward them. It's like the girlfriend who said to her boyfriend, you know, he's always saying, he said, honey, I die for you, I die for you. She said, you always say that, but you never do it. Love is something you do. Now, let me say a couple of things about love in action. Actually, acting in love when you don't feel it is the highest form of love. It's actually a more mature love. When you act loving toward a person when they're not responding to you or you don't feel it. I mean, it's easy to love somebody who loves you. That's nothing. That takes nothing at all. But real love acts and does the loving thing when they don't deserve it, when they don't respond, or when you don't feel it. Anybody who's had children knows that when they're growing up as babies, as little babies, and you get up 5 or 6 times in the night to take care of that little baby, you don't do it because you feel like it. I think I'll get up again. I've had too much sleep. I think I'll just get up again and go check on that baby. No, you do it because you feel like it? No, you do it because it's the loving thing to do. Anytime you've held a sick pan for a loved one who is nauseated, you didn't feel like doing that, but it's what they needed. And you were being loving when they were sick. You were giving them what they needed, not what you felt like doing. That is the ultimate form of love. When you are patient with somebody who's irritable, a clerk who's being a jerk, and every bone in your body wants to be sarcastic back to them, and you respond in kindness and politeness and in love to that clerk who's being a jerk, and you're giving them not what they deserve, but what they need, that's love. When you do the loving thing, when you come home at night and you're as tired as everybody else is, but you do the loving thing not because you feel like doing it, but you do it out of love. That's ultimate love. Does that make sense? So love is an action more than an emotion. In fact, the book of James says, you know, if you do all this big talk about love and all this talk about faith, but you don't follow it up with actions, it's worthless. What good is that? It doesn't matter. The second thing I'd say about love is action is that it is always easier to act your way into a feeling than it is to feel your way into an action. Let me say that again. It's always easier to act yourself into a loving feeling instead of waiting for the feeling to come and then you're going to act loving. Some of you have been in marriages for a long time and the truth is the flame's gone out and the thrill is gone and you're living separate lives in the same house. How do you rekindle that romance? How do you rekindle the feeling of love? You act your way into a feeling. Now, if you say, now, when I don't feel like acting loving toward him, well, so what? Or I don't feel like acting loving toward her. If you start acting in love, I guarantee you the feelings follow. Because feelings follow behavior. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says to the church, you have left your first love. And then he says three things. So remember what it was like at first. Repent, that means change your mind, and do the things you did at the start. And what he tells the church is the same thing for renewing a love in a marriage or any other relationship. You remember, you repent, and you do the things you did at first. The reason the love went away is you stopped doing the things that created the love feelings in the early days. Now, if you say, well, I wait till I feel romantic to be romantic, it's never going to happen. It's kind of like prayer. You know, if the only time I pray is when I feel like it, the devil makes sure I never feel like it. Actually, I need to pray when I don't feel like it. In fact, that's when I need it the most. When I don't feel like praying, that's when I really need to pray. And actually, when I don't feel loving, this is a test. God is saying, are you going to learn to love me and to love other people when you don't feel like it? God doesn't want you living by your feelings. He wants you living by faith. So you know what he does? Sometimes he lets the feelings go away. And then you have to love by faith and live by faith. And when you love somebody and do the loving thing, even when they're not responding, and even maybe when they're retaliating, you are loving by faith. And that is an action. You act your way into a feeling, not vice versa. Now, you say, well, I don't feel very loving. Well, so what? Just do the right thing. During the 40 days of love, that means we're going to have some practical assignments for you to do. You don't learn to love by listening to a sermon. And you don't learn to love simply by reading a book. And you don't learn to love simply by going to a small group and discussing and watching some videos. Those are all helpful things, but you actually learn to love by practicing it, by doing it. And so we're going to have some assignments for you to do each week to help you practice learning how to love. And that brings me to the fourth thing the Bible teaches about love. The Bible says that love is a skill. It is a skill. It's something you can get good at. Now, you may think you're a good lover, but I'm talking about becoming a great lover, a skilled lover, a master lover, learning to love like most people never learn how to love. Love is a skill that can be learned. I can learn it. Did you know that? Did you know that love can be learned? And you can get good at it, and you can get better at it, and you can become an expert at relationships. And God wants you to become a skilled lover. We want our church to be known as the most loving church around. We don't want Saddleback Church to be known for, well, that's the big church, or that's the church that has the good music, or whatever. We want that people to say, that's the church where they love. And they don't care who you are, or what you look like, or where you've been, or what you've done, or where you're from. They love you there. And not only do they love you there, they teach you how to love. And so what we're going to do for the next 40 days is have some lessons on loving. Now, the Bible says this in 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us practice loving each other. Circle the word practice. The only way you get skilled at something is you practice it. You do it over and over. And the first time you do it feels awkward. And the more you do it, you get better and better at it. Same is true with love. Let us practice loving each other. And we're going to practice during these 40 days. For love comes from God. And those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God and that they're getting to know him better. He said it's proof that you're really a believer, that you're in the family of God, that you're saved. He says the proof is that you love other people. He says let us practice this skill. Now, we're going to practice that. In fact, in 1 Timothy 4:15, let's read this one aloud together. Practice these things and devote yourself to them in order that your progress may be seen by all. In just a minute, we're going to set up a little example of how we're going to measure our progress between today and between the end of the 40 days of purpose journey. Because I want you to be able to see your progress in love. If you will do the things that we ask you to do during these 40 days, not just attend and listen, but if you'll do all the different assignments, I guarantee you will become a better lover. You will become a more loving man. You will become a more loving woman. Your character will be transformed. And you will see your progress. But it says in order to see that progress, it said you've got to practice and you've got to devote. You've got to make the commitment to do it, and you have to practice it. Now, the fifth thing that the Bible teaches about love is that love is a habit. It is a habit. You can't claim to be a loving person unless you are habitually loving. You see, basically, your character is the sum of your habits. Let me say it this way. If you only love off and on, like a light switch, boom, I'm going to love that person, boom, I'm not going to love that person. Boom, I'm going to love that person, boom, I'm going to not love that. If love is a light switch, you are not a loving person. Now, you may think you're a loving person, but love happens when you love the unlovely. Look at this verse on the screen, Luke 6:32. If you only love those who love you, what credit is that to you? In other words, well, big deal, big whoopee. The point is, you think, I'm a loving person because I love those who love me. I love my family. That's not being a loving person. Being a loving person is when you love the unlovely, when you love people who don't love you, when you love people who irritate you, when you love people who backbite against you, who gossip about you. Anybody can love people who love them. That takes no character at all. But the point is, God says love must become a habit. Now, I can't claim to be loving unless I'm habitually loving. If I said to my wife, honey, I will be faithful to you 6 days a week. That partial faithfulness is unfaithfulness. I can't say I have the character quality of faithfulness unless I'm faithful to her 100% of the time. I can't say I'm honest if I say, well, I'll tell you the truth 90% of the time. That's dishonesty. I can't say that I'm kind unless I'm always habitually kind. And you cannot claim and say, I'm a loving person, if you're only loving to certain kinds of people. You got a lot of growing to do in love, let's just be honest. And so do I. Because it's quite easy to be self-centered. It's our nature not to be loving. It is our nature to think of ourselves first. And I do it all the time, and you do too. So we have to learn. It's a skill to learn, and it is a habit.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Jesus said, there's nothing more important than loving God and loving others. That's why Pastor Rick wants to send you the 40 Days of Love study kit that comes with a 6-session DVD and workbook. In these sessions, Rick shows you how to allow love to become your dominant life value simply by focusing on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness. We'll send you the 40 Days of Love study kit to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Your prayers and your gifts are taking God's message of hope across our nation and around our world. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks so much for listening today. I want you to know what a personal blessing it is to me to be able to teach you each day. But I also want you to know, as a pastor, that I am concerned that you find a local church home. Listening to this broadcast is not enough to grow. You need to be in a local church family where you can do the 58 one another's of the New Testament. Love one another, care for one another, help one another, encourage one another, share with one another, greet with one another, and on and on and on. That's the mutual ministry of the body to itself. You can't do that just by listening. You've got to be a part of a family.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.